From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama reaffirms his intention to defeat the Islamic State group. In a late Sunday address to the American people, Mr. Obama sought to reassure Americans in the wake of last week's mass shooting in California, the U.S. will prevail in the struggle against the Islamic State.
Many Americans are asking whether we are confronted by a cancer that has no immediate cure. The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. military will continue hunting down terrorist leaders, provide training and equipment to those fighting the IS group, try to cut off financing and prevent IS recruiting efforts, as well as establish a timeline to bring the Syrian conflict to an end. He called on Muslims in the U.S. and around the world to take up the cause of fighting extremism. The president said the two killers, U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, had gone down, quote, the dark path of radicalization, embracing what he called a perverted interpretation of Islam. The two killed 14, wounded 21 at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they've reached agreement to end a political deadlock that's crippled the country for years. If approved by the parliaments of the internationally recognized government based in Tobruk and its opposition in Tripoli, the deal announced in Tunisia Sunday will resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi. Following defeat at the polls last year, militia linked to several Islamist parties commandeered the capital and its political institutions, pushing Libyan House of Representatives and senior officials east to Tobruk. Libya faces threats from Islamic State militants in several areas. This is VOA News.